Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And last night we saw the conclusion of the 2024-2025 NBA season in a Game 7, and it went all of the way of the Oklahoma City Thunder following the saddest moments of the NBA playoffs in my mind, in which Pacers star Tyrese Haliburton went down. And he went down after hitting 3 of 4 from the field, but it was the calf injury from the day before. You just kind of knew that he wasn't at 100%, and it was terrible news to see him go down, to see him slam in the ground. You knew how much pain he was in, how much it hurt him to not be able to be out there with his teammates. He did not return, and then outside of a few runs and maybe a nice finish to the first half, the rest of the night went all the way of the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll recap the game and talk about what if Haliburton had not gotten hurt. We'll look ahead to next season, discuss the upcoming NBA draft, which is Wednesday. The Washington Wizards will select at number 6 overall. NFL hits will go around the league with training camps beginning in about 3 weeks. I want to know who you guys think is the best running back in the National Football League. Major League 2 and soccer will get us through the dark days of summer for the next few weeks here until training camp. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
The way Game 7 of the NBA Finals started, I thought it was going to be a classic, an all-timer, with Tyrese Haliburton hit his shots. But with 4 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter, he went down with an Achilles injury and was ruled out for the remainder of the game. The Pacers were able to keep it close, but then it was a massive run in the third quarter that helped the Thunder pull away. It was the combination of SGA and Jalen Williams. Here's Williams with a 3 and a call on ESPN.
That's 13 now for the Pacers. Gilgeous Alexander. The spin, the pass, Williams open 3. That one bounces in. Timeout, Indiana.
As they extend the lead there in that third quarter, just a massive third quarter for a team that really has not played a bad full game these entire playoffs. They've had bad quarters like game one in the fourth quarter to let the Pacers come back and win that one, but it was their come from behind win in game four in that fourth quarter that set them up to have home court advantage here in game seven, and they get the win. SGA with a step back 3 to extend the lead to 16, and the call on ESPN.
Mather, Caruso, and SGA play catch. 7 on the 24, 3-pointer SGA puts it in. He's got 25, and the lead is ballooned to 16.
So I think I'll always wonder what would have happened if the Indiana Pacers had closed out Game 4. Would they have won the series in 6 with the way the team played at home with that massive Game 6 victory to send it back to Oklahoma City? And, you know, Halliburton was 3 of 4 with 9 points in about 6 minutes of action in the first quarter. I mean, he could have gone off for 30-plus in this one, but he gets hurt. And the Oklahoma City Thunder roll to victory behind 29 from SGA, 20 from Jalen Williams, 18 from Chet Holmgren, a good bench performance from Alex Caruso with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Here is the final call.
Shot clock is off. They'll run it out. The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
103-91 in Game 7. OKC wins the series 4-3. You had a massive blockbuster trade in the NBA. The Suns, after a complete failure of a season, they trade 15-time All-Star Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets. The 2 seed that was upset by Kevin Durant's former teammates with Golden State, Steph Curry and company. And so direct knowledge of the situation told reporters that in exchange, the Suns will receive guard Jalen Green, forward Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in this year's draft, which starts Wednesday, and 5 second-round picks. I did hear that the Suns may look to now reroute Jalen Green as well. He might not play this season for the Phoenix Suns. We move over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani, got his second start of the season and only pitched one inning once again, but he did get 2 strikeouts in a 13-7 win over your Washington Nationals on Sunday as the Nats lose 2 of 3 to the Dodgers over the weekend. Game tonight, 9:40 against San Diego. The Baltimore Orioles, they lost 2 of 3 to the Yankees. They'll take on the Texas Rangers tonight. We move over to soccer on the Sports app. It's the summer of soccer, and that's where I was this past weekend in Philadelphia to watch the 2025 Club World Cup. And shout out to Flamengo, who defeated my Chelsea Blues 3-1. There were 55,000 people in attendance at the link, 40,000 screaming Brazilian fans. I'll tell you all about it on my weekend recap at 12:45. But yesterday we saw Juventus get a win 4-1. Man City 6-0. Real Madrid over Pachuca 3-1. World Cup action from America for the FIFA Club World Cup will continue today with a couple of really good games at 3 p.m. Atletico Madrid against Botafogo and Seattle Sounders against PSG. We saw Team USA in action last night in their final game of the group stage, and Team USA finishes atop of the group that featured Saudi Arabia, Trinidad and Tobago, and Haiti with a 2-1 victory over Haiti. They secure 9 points to win the group. It was Tillman getting the first goal into the back of the net with this impressive header and the call on Fox Sports.
Aronson, a touch to keep it with De La Torre's help. Brendan Aronson cuts it along. Tillman is there! Malik Tillman! Third goal of the tournament, and the U.S. on the board inside 10 minutes here in Dallas.
And then it was another goal from Team USA after Haiti tied it at 1 apiece. It looked like this game was going to finish in a draw, but Team USA gets a breakaway and a second goal. Let's take a listen to the call.
It's all the stuff he's doing throughout the game, as well as Adjumong.
Adjumong again. Pierrot all the way out. Patrick Adjumong. It's in. The flag is standing down. The U.S. is back in front.
2-1, your final score. A win for Team USA. Mexico, Costa Rica tied 0-0, which means it will be Mexico against Saudi Arabia in one of the quarterfinals, and Team USA, U.S. men's national team, against Costa Rica. That will be on June 29th, next Sunday. We move over to the College Baseball World Series on the Sports app. LSU, of course, you know about LSU and their star in the big leagues, Paul Skeens, for the Pittsburgh Pirates. With the Nationals, you have Dylan Cruz, and LSU has been one of the most dominant baseball teams in the last 10 years, and they were dominant once again over the weekend. The sixth seed LSU Tigers sweep Coastal Carolina to win the 2025 College Baseball World Series. Let's take a listen to the final call.
This could be two in the game. Dickinson, Milam, and that's it! Tiger Town is Title Town again as the boys bring the eighth World Series title back to the Bayou.
Congratulations to LSU defeating Coastal Carolina 5-3 over to the NFL on the Sports app. So, cool story from over the weekend at Fanatics Fan Fest. A Jaden Daniels rookie card was purchased by Commanders owner Josh Harris for $500,000. For $500,000, the man who sold the card got to take a photograph with Jaden Daniels and Josh Harris and did receive an autographed Jaden Daniels jersey in return. It has been leaked that he paid for over $300,000 to get the card that he then went and sold, resold at Fanatics Fan Fest to Josh Harris for $500,000. Harris has said he will have the card displayed behind a glass monument at Northwest Stadium this season, home of the Washington Commanders. And at Fanatics Fan Fest, Jaden Daniels was asked about his new teammate, wide receiver Deebo Samuel. Let's take a listen to Jaden Daniels talking about how excited he is to play with Deebo.
Offseason was good, but now you just see what he's proven year in and year out, and you know, you get the, I'm excited to throw him a little screen and hopefully on the stat sheet instead of a touchdown for 80 yards, and I had to do a little work. but you know, I'm excited. He's a great person, great fit in the locker room, rather wide array, so
he wants to throw a screen pass to Deebo Samuel and let him do all the work 80 yards to the house. I'm so excited to see what kind of offense the Commanders will run with Cliff Kingsbury once again and everybody kind of fully understanding the playbook. I think it's going to be a lot of quick passes and a lot of yards after catch for guys like Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Deebo Samuel. Speaking of Noah Brown, he was seen taking photos and signing autographs with fans over the weekend. We have not heard the latest on his injury, but it appears that he avoided a significant injury. We'll get into that on the Commander's Corner. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local from 12 to 3 p.m. Take an extended lunch break on a Monday. You deserve it. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local here from 12 to 3, and Burger Night is back like it never left, back and better than before. That is Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight here at Capitol Ale House. Join me in Innsbruck, or you can come to Midlothian or the downtown location, Capitol Ale House Burger Night, Mondays here from 3 p.m. to midnight. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little crosstalk, Commanders focused, it's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Well, yeah, Commanders getting disrespected. I think you heard that. I'm not going to stand for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jaden Daniels just continuing to change lives daily. I want to talk about this Fanatics Fan Fest thing because a man by the name of Josh Roth sold the card to Josh Harris for $500,000. Does Michael Phillips know that he is a VCU alum who did Splashfest RVA in 2020 and I guess has left Richmond to move down to Florida to start this card company here? It's a local kid, and he's a diehard Commanders fan. So I actually love that, Michael.
No, I did not know that. That's incredible. VCU, man. What is it? Un-something? Half a mil. Well, he didn't make a half a mil because he had to buy the card, right?
Right. I think he paid over $300,000 for it. First off, Michael, I was so jealous because he's literally like in my graduation class. Like I played basketball with that kid. Like I have a bunch of mutual friends who were just going nuts on social media yesterday because he had a massive come up with that card sold to Harris. Want to spend that much money? I kind of am with the fan base, Michael. Give that money to Terry McLaurin, not to the card holder. I mean, are you kidding me?
I think he was just supporting his friend, the Fanatics guy, right? That was his bid. I don't think he actually cares. I think it was about, Michael Rubin's there and their silly buds and whatever. I think he was just trying to impress Michael Rubin and make, put a headline out from his event so we'd all say Fanatics Fest. And when we think about Fanatics, I think they want us to think about that fun moment with Jaden Daniels and not people who spend for poor quality jerseys that have typos on them. So, mission partially accomplished.
Absolutely.
We talked about both of them today. I don't think Josh Harris actually cares about this.
Yeah. I'm not interested in going to see the card displayed at Northwest Stadium. No, thank you. But I did really enjoy hearing Jaden on stage talk about this upcoming season and throwing an 80-yard screen pass to Deebo Samuels and letting him do the rest. I mean, when we talk about the Deebo impact into the Commander's offense, Michael, are you like me that this is going to be more of the quick passing game from Cliff Kingsbury to get Deebo involved?
Yeah, it's somewhere between pass and run, right? He's not a true running back. He's not a true receiver. He kind of does everything in that hybrid sense. And I know that created tension at times in San Francisco and creates tension during contract negotiations and franchise tags and all that. But I think he's a benefit to both the run game and the pass game because you get him a quick touch pass. That, from a defensive perspective, you have to scheme that up like a run, right? If he's going to touch the ball 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage right after the snap, you're not scheming that up like a pass. You're scheming that up like a run. All right, well, he can also run 40 yards downfield and catch the ball. You've got to scheme that up like a pass. It's a lot for the defense to think about. In a lot of ways, it is kind of that dual threat, of skill players. It's not a quarterback who can throw and run. It's a receiver who can also be a running back. It gives you a lot to think about.
Michael, I know you talked about the Madden 26 team ratings that came out over the weekend. I want to let everybody know that I do not care, and that Madden's not the same as it used to be, and that it's been passed over now by the college football game, EA College Football. It's way better. It's what all the kids are playing now. But I kind of understand where they're coming from with the Commanders' 78 overall score, because we talked about this last week. The Commanders are so reliant on Jaden Daniels to be a superstar that if you take him off the roster, I mean, I think you'd be looking at like a 70 overall. There's just not that much top-end talent outside of Jaden Daniels.
Okay. Say Jaden Daniels doesn't play this season. He decides he's going to take a redshirt year, and he doesn't play. You're rolling with who you've got. What would their record be this season?
4-13.
That's insane. I want to say 6-11, but I don't know that that's better.
Well, how many
right?
games like did Sam Howell win? Right? I mean, four.
This is definitely Jaden's show. And Jaden single-handedly won several games last year, so it's hard to push back against that from a concept. I think 6 or 7 is the number. I think there's some talent here that's not Jaden Daniels, but I agree with you. This thing's reliant on Jaden Daniels to a ridiculously high degree.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City 92 overall. I think they would have a massive regression if they didn't have Patrick Mahomes,
yes.
Right? And so you could say this about a yeah. lot of the top teams. Baltimore, if they lose Lamar Jackson, they go from a 91 overall to maybe even a 71 overall. A lot of their, you know, we're not alone in being a team that is so top heavy, reliant on your star quarterback. But I think the overall rating really shows me that there's no respect to the Commanders' defense at all around the
league. No respect given. And I'm not giving a lot of respect on my show either, so I get where that's coming from. I do think overall, to call them the third worst team in football, that's disrespectful. They have earned better than that. Even without Jaden, they're not the third worst team in football. Come on now. They've got quality coaches. They've got quality players. That's ridiculous to me. I mean, probably the Bengals is the comparable, right? Like, without Joe Burrow, that team is a disaster. You know, it's probably similar to that. But that said, there's talent there. I think that is a gross exaggeration of what this team without Jaden is. And the rating includes Jaden, so I'm allowed to be double mad about it.
Yeah, and I mean, defensively, it's hard to point to superstars there that would, you know, make the ratings go up. Bobby Wagner's getting old. But it's offensively, it's like, we've already known for years the disrespect for Terry McLaurin, that people don't think he's a top 10 wide receiver. The disrespect for Deebo Samuel was on full display this whole season and off season as he got moved from San Francisco to Washington. I know there's disrespect for Zach Ertz around the league, because nobody expected him to do what he did this past season. Nobody even drafted him in fantasy. I think there's disrespect to our offensive line and Laremy Tunsil. I think there's some disrespect to Cliff Kingsbury and the way he calls his offense. And so I also think there's a lot of disrespect to our running back room. And that's why I think you get this 78 overall rating.
I think people view Brian Robinson as another Antonio Gibson, right? The contract's going to expire and he'll go off to a life of obscurity somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, I want to think that's wrong, but he's going to have to prove that wrong on the field this year. Yeah, I understand why that perception exists, for sure. I think this offensive line is being slept on, though. This offensive line is a phenomenal collection of talent. That's why I feel like even without Jaden, you're not bottoming out, because Marcus Mariota or whoever it would be, Sam Hartman, Josh Johnson, name your guy, would have time and would have weapons. This isn't a team that to me would bottom out without number 5.
Yeah, the other thing for maybe why I'm understanding a lower rating is, on paper it's a good offensive line. How many snaps have they played together? 0. With Laremy Tunsil at the left, Connerly's a rookie, Coleman's not played an NFL snap at guard, right? Cosme's injured. I'm just trying to make sense of this, Michael. I think it's the chemistry of the offensive line. It's why the overall ratings is lower.
I disagree. Well, I don't disagree with your facts. Those are facts. You're spitting facts. So congrats to you on spitting facts. I disagree that because they haven't played together, you have to rate them lower. I think it's a comically low rating. I think it's disrespect. I'm fine pinning it up on the bulletin board. Whatever you think of Madden, it still matters. and the way you play the game still matters. What bothers me is I'm going to play the game. I want to pick the Commanders. I want to play with Jaden, and I got to stink because of that, because somebody thinks that this team is any good because they haven't played snaps together. They're impacting my gaming experience now.
Yeah. I was going to buy the game because I thought we were going to be good. Now I think I'll be sending my money to EA Sports and doing Enter Sandman with the Hokies one last year for Kyren Drones. Michael, always appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right, see you tomorrow.
If you are upset by the Madden ratings, give us a call, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Take out your anger on Twitter, at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio, because although Washington won 12 games last season, reached the conference championship game, and has the NFL's top young quarterback, the rookie of the year last year in Jaden Daniels, apparently that does not impress EA Sports and Madden NFL 2026, giving the Washington Commanders a 78 overall rating. The 78 doesn't really upset me as much as it's the third worst ranking, only ahead of the Cardinals and the lousy New York Giants. In this year's Madden, the Commanders have that 78 overall rating. To me, I kind of think it makes sense, because I think that everybody is sleeping on Deebo Samuel this year. It feels like Terry McLaurin's been disrespected for years, and I think it's because of, although we beefed up the offensive line, there's just not that much team chemistry. I would have thought that Jaden Daniels alone would have been enough to put this team over an 80 overall ranking, but a 78 overall, it tells me there's just a lot of disrespect to our offensive weapons outside of Jaden, like our running backs, and most of the guys on the defensive side of the ball. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Stubb running the ones and twos behind the glass, and our intern Biff for the summer. Were you offended when you saw this 78 overall? Because for me, I don't even think Madden's relevant anymore. So, like, I saw this story and I immediately clicked past it. But when I actually look at the rating for every other team and I see that we're bottom three, then I start to get a little bit upset.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wrong. I think that it is kind of well known the person who does this is a Cowboys fan or the owner of Madden is. I mean, you look, the Eagles are definitely underrated for what their team is as well, and the Cowboys are overrated. It's just...
Oh, so this is just NFC East bias.
Yep.
Here. I mean, yeah, to I mean, have if you the look Cowboys at the full rankings, be the highest ranked team in the NFC East,
yep,
is crazy.
Exactly.
To have the Eagles behind the Cleveland Browns is crazy. To have them behind the Cincinnati Bengals is crazy. But look, another, you know, list that disrespects the Commanders, just a chip on our shoulder, you know, some bulletin board material for this upcoming season. But Biff, you got offended when I said without Jaden Daniels, this team is 4-13. Well, that was their record before they had Jaden Daniels at quarterback.
Yeah, but that's still crazy though. I think you look at what the Commanders have brought in besides Jaden, right? It was a complete turnaround. Obviously, Terry McLaurin is the guy, right? They had him, but Bobby Wagner, Deebo, Frankie Louvu, right? Those guys, Laremy Tunsil, and I. It was funny because I was actually in the car when I saw that rating, and I thought it was a joke. I generally thought it was a joke. I was with my friend who's a Commanders fan. I was like, "Oh, this is a funny joke. This guy's pulling my leg." Because why are the Cleveland Browns an 87 overall? Why are the New Orleans Saints better than the Washington Commanders? So then I looked at player ratings, right? And I was going to ask, what would you put Jaden Daniels' overall rating in Madden?
For based off of what he did last season, I would probably say 88.
Mm-hmm. That's very fair. He's an 83. Yeah. So he's the sixth best overall rating in Madden for the Washington Commanders. And so, like Stubb said, I do think he's the Cowboys. This Madden guy's a Cowboys fan because this is absolutely ridiculous. But it's okay because Madden doesn't win you Super Bowls. So I'm just saying at the end of the day, it's upsetting, but we just got to prove him wrong.
So I believe I was looking into this. Madden 2025 came out with Jaden Daniels receiving a 74 overall rating. Caleb Williams had a 76. We all know how that played out throughout the entire season. Jaden Daniels much better than Caleb Williams. But when you look at the ratings for last year, like, I understand why we're at a 78. Austin Ekeler was an 81. Brian Robinson was an 80. McLaurin was an 89. And I think he should be in the 90s this year. But I understand the disrespect for a Terry McLaurin, because he's, like, Madden ratings are all about kind of, I think, what you do on paper. Terry McLaurin's not the fastest on paper. Is he the tallest on paper? Is he the strongest on paper? Is he the best leaper on paper? Like, the eye test shows you a lot of things you need to know about Terry McLaurin. Like, he's a winner. He's going to make winning time plays. He's going to go out and grab a 50-50 ball, you know, with the game on the line on a third down. But in terms of, like, other receivers, you know, Justin Jefferson's going to have a better catch radius than him. He's going to have better hands. You know, there's just so many guys out there that are going to have, I think, better ratings based off of their metrics and what you see on paper. And so I understand why Terry McLaurin got disrespected. For Deebo Samuel, well, he just didn't have a good year last year. And that's kind of what the rating is based off of. And I think the 78, and Biff Stubb, you guys chime in here, I think the 78 has a lot more to do with the defensive side of the ball. Like, our best defensive player last year, Bobby Wagner or Frankie Louvu, I don't think they're getting the respect in Madden. Our best cornerback, Mikey Sainer, still, I mean, my goodness, I don't think he's going to get higher than like an 83 in Madden, but the eye test, he'd be much better than that. And so I think it has a lot to do with the defensive side of the ball that we're getting disrespected around the country.
Yeah, so Mike Sanistro is a 77 overall. So yeah, like you said, you're completely correct. And I think that's the same thing I was thinking about. But again, it's like the eye test, the same thing. You could say the same thing for the Browns and the Saints. And it's like, I don't know where I look at their team and then look at the Commanders and be like, oh yeah, Browns, well, eye test.
No, but that's like Myles Garrett is probably like a 97.
Yeah, yeah, I see. So yeah, yeah, I see what
that's
you're saying.
What, the Commanders just don't have a guy, unless you're giving superstar that credit to Jaden Daniels, that is superstar.
Yeah.
Unless you are considering that Deebo Samuel. But a lot of people would say he hasn't been that way in 3 years. Terry McLaurin is not a superstar. Austin Ekeler is not a superstar. We just have a bunch of really good players that Dan Quinn got to, you know, be a team, right, and come together. But when you look at the individual pieces, I understand why we're behind the Detroit Lions, right? Who's going to get Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a top five mm-hmm. running back, and mm-hmm. Amon Ross St. Brown's probably a top 10 wide receiver, and their defense, like with Hutchinson. We don't have a guy that's anywhere near Hutchinson's, you know, rating. He's probably a 95. And who's our best pass rusher this year in terms of Madden ratings, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's not going to be very good. What, are they going to give it to Javon Kinlaw?
Unfortunately, it's Dorrance Armstrong at 78.
Yeah. So, I mean, that tells you all you need to know right there. Our best pass rusher is a 78. They gave us the overall score of a 78. Jaden Daniels at FanFest in New York City was asked about what cornerback he's excited to play against most this upcoming season. And I think it's an interesting answer. I did think that everything Jaden said at FanFest got me so fired up for this upcoming season. But in particular, he was asked about the cornerback he's most excited to play against this upcoming season. Let's take a listen.
This year, Queen has a good choice. But this year, I would probably say I'm excited to go against
Patrick Surtain. Quinion Mitchell, certainly a good answer, as he says there, and he will face off against the Eagles' young cornerback twice, but he went with the Broncos' star cornerback, and multiple sources, including bookies.com, have come up with the top 25 most watchable games for the upcoming season. Commanders were featured four times. We'll break down those games when we return here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local till 3 p.m. Always available on the go with the free Audacy app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. So we were talking about the article that was released in which the 2026 Madden ratings came out. The Commanders were disrespected heavily with a 78 overall record, a 78 overall score for the team ratings. The 78 part doesn't upset me as much as seeing only the Cardinals and Giants behind us. Or maybe I should say seeing the lousy Panthers ahead of us, seeing Drake May's New England Patriots ahead of us, seeing Cam Ward, who's never played one snap in the NFL, and the Tennessee Titans ahead of us, seeing Ashton Jeanty and the Oakland Vegas Raiders ahead of us. That kind of stuff pisses me off more than the 78 overall rating. I kind of think it comes down to, you know, this team doesn't have the star power that's recognized around the National Football League. They have the potential. I think Deebo Samuel could get back to that level this season. I think Terry McLaurin, if he does it back-to-back years of 1,000 yards and 10-plus touchdowns, will get more respect. But in terms of the running backs, I'm not sure we're going to get that with B-Rob or Austin Eckler. Eckler's getting up there in age. His best days are behind him. And Brian Robinson, well, he's going to need to prove it this season if he wants to remain on the Commanders roster. But Bookies.com named 25 games that were the most watchable for the upcoming season, and four of them feature the Washington Commanders. It's time for Commanders Corner once again here on AWOD Radio as we break down these four games. So Washington was featured in one of the top 10 games for the top 25 most watchable games in the upcoming NFL season, and that will be Week 16, Philadelphia at Washington. Last year, when Philadelphia came to Washington, Jaden Daniels, 5 will get you 10. 5 touchdowns gave Washington their 10th win of the season, a unbelievable come-from-behind win, a game that got everybody fired up to believe this team could not just make the playoffs, but actually make some noise, and they did once they got there, winning in Tampa Bay and in Detroit, advancing to the conference championship game for the first time in 30 years. Coming in at number 11 of Bookies.com's top 25 most watchable games for the upcoming season would be Washington against Philadelphia once again. This time, Week 18, Commanders at Philly. And, you know, when I see that, I'm starting to have more of a reaction to the schedule, having Washington close out the season with Philly, Dallas, Philly. Stubb remembers when we predicted the schedule before it came out, I thought we were going to play Philly in like a three-week stretch like that, but not to close out the season. That's just really gets me worried if Washington is in a situation where they need to win three or four straight at the end of the season to get into the playoffs. When you see Philadelphia, Dallas, Philly, it definitely gives you some worries. Number 14 on bookies.com's top 25 most watchable games for the upcoming season featured Washington once again at number 14, week 10, Lions at the Washington Commanders. It's certainly on my top five games for next season list here. It's the rematch of the divisional championship game. This time, it's in Washington. And we just, I feel like Detroit is going to be a double-digit win team this season. Once again, I kind of think Minnesota and maybe Green Bay take a step back in that division, but Detroit, I don't see that happening. And so, yeah, I do think that's going to be one of the top games, and I think there's going to be a ton of points scored in that game. Coming in at number 21 was the Week 2 matchup that I want to go to. Commanders at Packers, Lambeau Field, Thursday Night Football, Week 2, 8:15 on 9/11. And that game right there is going to be incredible theater. You've got, you know, your young quarterbacks, Jordan Love against Jaden Daniels, iconic Lambeau Field. And like we said, an early Thursday Night Football game. I love that rather than the other version you can have, which is late in the season, amidst a stretch run there where you do not get a full week to get healthy, to get prepared. You know, everybody's going to be sitting out, I think, most of the preseason games for the Commanders. And so week one against New York, and then that quick turnaround, I don't think it's going to really affect Washington as much as some of the turnarounds later in the season, like the Madrid trip or that six-week stretch following the week 12 bye game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So quarterback Jaden Daniels was at FanFest, and the big story was that his card got sold for $500,000 to Josh Harris, who's promising to have that displayed at Northwest Stadium. But there are just so many other storylines going into Jaden Daniels' second season in the league. And I loved him talking about throwing the ball to Deebo Samuel, and that's really what I think could take Washington to the next level. Is Deebo Samuel getting back to being at an all-pro level in the National Football League? It's not like I think this team will rely on Deebo, but I think he could take this team from a 10-win team to a 13-win team. He could be worth three wins if he can be a 1,000-yard all-purpose wide receiver slash running back slash, you know, guy you just get the ball to into space because he can make a guy miss. I mean, what we got from De'Ami Brown this season was unexpected in my mind. He had been with his team for a while. Cliff Kingsbury used his speed much better than Eric Bieniemy did. There's no doubt about that. He was able to use him across the middle and with some fly routes. But De'Ami Brown's role for most of the season was tunnel screens. And he caught it, and he used a burst of speed to get 6 or 7 yards. I'm imagining that role being used by Deebo Samuel. And when you get Deebo Samuel the ball in a tunnel screen, I think he's averaging 2 or 3 more yards per play than De'Ami Brown simply because he's so much harder to tackle. You know, De'Ami, you could get a hand on his leg and maybe get him down behind the line of scrimmage. I don't think that to happen with a Deebo Samuel unless, you know, the blockers don't do their part. But he's so big, he's so strong, and when he gets going downhill, he's like a bowling ball, just like I feel like with Austin Eckler. He is very hard to bring down. So, look, as we sit here on June 23rd, we are about a month away from training camp, and I'm not going to let a Madden rating bring me down in terms of how excited I am for this upcoming season. We had our intern, Biff, ask me last week, is this the most excited you've been for how long? And it's probably my entire life. I've never been this excited. I've never felt like we had a true franchise quarterback. I was never the biggest believer in Kirk Cousins because with the game on the line, he threw an interception against the New York Giants. I was at that game. Broke my heart. I was never the biggest believer in RG3 because to me, I watched enough football to realize that was the Shanahans, that they should have been getting more credit, and that Alfred Morris being a 1,000-yard running back also made things easier for RG3. Can Jaden Daniels get a 1,000-yard running back this season from either Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, or maybe a combination of all those guys plus the exciting rookie Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt? That would help this offense out tremendously, and of course, you're hoping you're going to get improved play from the offensive line, the additions of from Laremy Tunsil, from Josh Connerly, from the new position that will be played by Brandon Coleman, which he starred at TCU. He was a guard at TCU when they made it to the national championship game. They kicked him outside. It's not like it was a failure on the outside. They just viewed that, the front office, the Washington Commanders, and Adam Peters, as a position that they could upgrade. And you know what? Damn right they did, bringing in Laremy Tunsil. And I felt like they improved at a ton of important positions this offseason. Maybe not with guys that are recognizable that are going to help their Madden rating jump up, but guys like Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, Will Harris on defense, and bringing back Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Ekeler should help this team as well. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. The Richmond Commander coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.